Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Herb, take it from the top.
1, 2.
My mic sound nice. Check 1.
My mic sound nice. Check 2,
my mic sound nice. Check 3,
are you
ready? Yo, Herb, take it from the top.
1, 2.
My mic sound nice. Check 1.
Nice.
My mic
check
sound
one.
Nice.
My
check 2. My mic sound nice. Check.
Oh, my.
Pretty People, Pretty Life, Pretty Deuces. Hey, this is your favorite girl, Millie in the City, with my beautiful, very beautiful, and very sexy co-host, J.B. Jones. Welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City. On this show, we're going to cover the entire gamut. You know, that's, we should use gamut all the time, J.B.
Yes, I like that.
On politics, entertainment, relationships, celebrity and trendy news, and current events. And we're going to connect it all to the city, JB. So let's just jump right in. Hot topics on Connect the City. We need everybody to call in, weigh in on everything. First thing foremost, we have a special guest calling in.
Okay.
None other than Turk Stevens.
All right.
Okay, Turk Stevens of Turk Entertainment Group.
Yes.
We'll wait for him to call in because he had an amazing event,
yes,
CBC Weekend.
Amazing.
I felt sexy on CBC Weekend.
If anybody was anybody, they were at that event. Okay? They were at it.
I was at a few. I was sexy.
Okay.
I was sexy.
Okay, great.
What about yourself?
I saw
you were at some events.
Yes.
I saw you
yes.
going live at
yes.
some events with
yes.
the sexy men.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Okay. So, of course, we're not going to bypass Bill Cosby, are we?
No, we're not.
No, we are not. No, we are not.
We're going to pray for him.
You know.
We're going to pray for him.
So as we were getting ready and preparing for the show, Bill Cosby, let me just make sure I got this right because we know we have a few callers in already. Caller with the last four digits of 8434. You're on with Connect the City. May we have your name?
My name?
No.
Oh, wow.
Your name?
My name is Billy.
Your name is Stanley?
Billy.
Yeah.
My name is Billy. B-I-L-L-Y.
Your name is Billy.
Billy. Billy.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Kill me now.
I think it's a bad connection. Can you hang up and call back?
You can hear you?
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you so much for calling in. We do have Turk Stevens calling in a few moments. We'll wait till he gets in. But I guess the topic on everybody's lips is Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
I just felt so bad for him. Is that the Mr. Stevens calling in? Let me see. Oh, you're on with Connect the City. The last four digits of 5516. May we have your name?
Good evening, Millie. Good evening, J.D. This is the best one. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. Farley. How are you?
Wonderful.
That's great.
We are so happy to
hear it from you. I'm sure you have something to say about Mr. Cosby this evening.
I sure do.
Oh, wait. Give us 1 second because we've got to, we at Connect the City, we were cordially invited.
Okay.
To Mr. Ed Farley's wedding.
Yes,
Connect the City.
Yes,
I feel so
were.
Privileged.
Yes.
Privileged. It's a new word.
Got to get my coins together.
Get the coins together to get that, to go there.
Yeah, to get that.
Yeah. Mr. Farley, congratulations. When Connect the City will be representing, we'll go live from the back. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
All right. So we do have a special guest calling in, Turk Stevens of Turk Entertainment Group, but we want to start off because we couldn't even get ready for the show. We could not. They went live everywhere.
Yes, they did.
Mind you, the article's on DCLightLock.com, but just saying. It's a little plug.
It is.
Little plug. Bill Cosby. God, he's JB.
Let's see what you got to say.
Go ahead, Ed. You go first because I'm flabbergasted.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start by saying this. Everybody, please, this is not Dr. Huxtable. This is Bill Cosby. So stop thinking that Dr. Huxtable was the one, the TV guy, the perfect dad, is the one that got caught up. This is Bill Cosby, the real-life person. Allegations of rape are serious. Doesn't matter if somebody tells the next day or if they tell 50 years from now. It's very serious. Now, having said that, at his age, at his condition, you know, I have mixed feelings on this because they did say that he will be going to state prison. Now, you can have somebody like Martha Stewart, who had a federal charge against her, but she was in what we call a country club prison. So, you know, it's kind of different. But at the same time, you know, you do have to get in your feelings a little bit, because you have people like the person in office, I refuse to call him president, who has physically said on record how he treats women, who physically said on record that he would date his own daughter, which is disgusting enough, and he said it numerous times. You have the guy that is about to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. So you have to take these things very seriously. Even if it is a bogus charge, you have to let it come out in the open. You can't just make up your minds and say, oh, no, that's not true. They're just going after him because of whatever. You have to let the facts come out first, and then you make your opinion. I understand we get in our feelings, but, again, I'll say it. This is not Dr. Huckabee. This is Bill Cosby, the real-life person.
It's hard for me because I'm telling you, with my kids, I did some of the stuff that he did, the lessons, all of these kind of things, and still his stand-up is to me one of, I feel like, the funniest, and it just won't go live. Wow, they are.
Yeah, and I mean,
funniest I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it just really
and clean comedy. Which
it was
is
clean,
hard,
it's still funny.
Hard for
it's
a lot
still
of people
funny.
To make people laugh,
right?
By being clean. So, it's very unfortunate, and really unfortunate at this age for someone, you know, at his age to have to go to prison. It's really unfortunate. But again, we got to understand that we're going to be held responsible for our actions. And at the end of the day, I think I did hear that there was no statute of limitation on this particular crime. I'm not sure if it's in all the states, but I heard it was definitely the state in which it was filed. There was no statute of limitation.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
He was wide open for that one. I did hear some really interesting response from his publicist. He had a speech to say after they, you know, took him off. And he said that the video that they used had been tampered with. And so they're going to file for an appeal based on the fact that the evidence was not authentic. So I'm sure there'll be more to come. So we'll definitely keep y'all abreast of everything.
We will.
We'll be talking about it. Well, thank you for that comment.
I just feel like white men are treated so much differently.
Dr. Huxtable goes to jail. Wow.
But I think they're making an example out of him. I just think that they wouldn't do that to someone who is white. And he did admit, I was talking to someone, I think, you know what, actually, Billy, do you have any comments about the people that are saying, just because he's black, because I really feel like
it. Well, your president said he grabs the pee.
He grabs.
And they love it. They love it when I grab the pee.
They love it when he grabs the pee. We should make a song called Grab the Pee.
And he grabs the pee. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with grabbing the pee.
Yeah,
and
they love it.
And then the hooker came.
Well, maybe the difference is he's not drugging his. They do.
They doing it.
Yeah. Sober. Okay.
Okay. Well,
hi,
Billy,
this is Darryl.
Do you have anything to say? Yes.
Hi, this is Darryl Carter, CVO, DC Nightlife, and I'd like to comment on this topic this evening.
Love for
good
you to comment on this topic before
Carter.
We move on.
Yes, but first, shameless plug, I just got a pair of tickets to go see Mary J. Blige, October 6th. Yes, I got a pair of tickets. Yes, I'm sorry, I just had to say that.
Did you win the tickets on the radio? You should share with your employees, your top executive
of the company. Yeah. So
I am.
They,
I got one for myself and one for me.
Since you're giving a shameless plug, where do they go real quick to qualify for these tickets?
Oh, they go in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
So, sir, you have a comment?
Yeah, I think that everybody's talking about Bill Cosby, and a lot of people think it's racially motivated. The only problem that Bill Cosby had is he stated in a deposition that, yes, he bought Quaaludes. to have sex with young females. That's what got him caught up. That one statement.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
During his deposition.
Didn't you, not even you, I think I've had conversations with people because I know nothing about the drugs, okay, because I don't do the drugs. I don't smoke the weeds. I don't do any of that. I heard could have sworn someone told me that that's what they did back then. Can you respond?
A lot of people did, but they didn't admit it under oath.
Okay. So it's okay if you don't admit that you, because what was his name, the three men and the baby? No, wait a minute. Three kids. What was the name that, what's the white guy's name that had AIDS?
Charlie Sheen.
Like, he admitted it, and he's not in jail.
But isn't there a difference in you administering drugs to yourself as opposed to someone sneaking it in your drink?
Oh, did
exactly.
He sneak it?
Yeah.
He snuck it in their drink. They didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah.
If they
well, he gave
them
a pill and said,
like,
just to make you relax.
Right.
But
okay.
It's a drug pill.
Okay, so
and,
what other pill makes you
relax? And the
reason
Charlie Sheen...
it would not be broken.
But the reason Charlie Sheen did not get indicted because no one pressed charges against him and take it that way. In certain states, if you know you have AIDS and you have sexual relations with a person, it's considered attempted murder.
Oh, wow.
It is attempted murder. Kill me now. So did you see him, Mr. Carter, being taken away with his old frail behind? Love him, kisses.
you hear her?
Did you see him being taken away with his cane in handcuffs? But I could have sworn Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't taken away in handcuffs. I digress. Just saying.
Yes, he was.
Jeffrey Dahmer, I didn't see handcuffs on the picture I saw. They put them on him later, or I didn't see that.
They all get handcuffed. When you're under arrest, you all get handcuffed.
Jeffrey Dahmer, go back and look at the picture. He was not handcuffed, sir.
Look where his hands
yeah,
were.
Back.
They were covered.
No, not in this picture that I saw there, buddy. Let's look again.
Whose
sir.
Hands were covered?
Jeffrey Dahmer. They weren't
Jeffrey
covered.
Dahmer.
Did he eat his own hands, too, or just people? That's fucked up.
Oh, my goodness. Really? How did
I mean,
go there?
Well, because I just think because he's black, he got the book, the kitchen sink, your grandmama's bricks that she carried. Okay, just me.
Okay, so
no.
At the end of the day, what is the saying?
What is the saying?
We can't get away with and do
we can't
what
do
others
what
do.
Other people. Okay.
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 Who doesn't know
great.
That?
So, does anybody know, I think there's Dak on the phone, there's Ed Foley, between 3 and 10 years, what exactly does that mean? What's he sentenced? Because I had to, everybody's getting ready for the show. Was he actually sentenced to 3 to 10 years, or did he get 5 years, something in between? Does anybody know that answer?
And then I want to get one of my people's response.
Okay. Your people?
Mm-hmm.
They're your people now?
On Facebook.
Nobody knows. Okay, great.
Okay.
The final sentence, Mr. Farley probably knows this, but the final sentence has not come down yet.
So they're saying
oh, I'm
anywhere
sorry.
Between
the three final years. Sentence was 3 to 10 years in state prison.
So how do they determine
I was
the 3 to 10? Whether you're going to do
well, I'm assuming he would do 3 and then get out on good behavior, maybe even less than 2. But he, if I'm not mistaken, he has to do the mandatory 3. My only issue is, of course, I don't believe they're going to put him in general population, so he's going to be isolated because of his status and everything else. And then, of course, they don't take kindly to sexual predators in prison. So, you know, his whole world is going to be changed upside down.
Yeah,
he's a sexual predator. 30 years. What is he doing now on his cane? Is he raping them in there? What is his cane now, or just?
Yeah, he had the cane. He was holding it with the handcuff.
So that's how he's going to do it now. Just he's a dangerous predator. He's a dangerous sexual predator at 81 years old with a cane. That's how they labeled him. I have a problem with that. We've got to call him.
How can you even be a dangerous sexual predator when everybody in the world knows you're a sexual predator? So. I mean, nobody's going to be in private with you or nothing. They're not going to drink anything around you.
They're not going to take
nothing.
The pillows.
Exactly.
Okay. Last 4 digits, 7221.
Okay.
You're on. You're on with Connected City. Maybe you have your name.
You're so silly.
No?
It's me, Turk. It's me, Turk. How you doing?
Oh, good evening, Turk.
Yeah, but you know,
thank
I'm at this award.
In.
Yeah, but
know,
I'm at this award
gonna,
show.
We're going to make it quick.
Yeah, it's getting kind of loud over here.
Okay,
I was
so
trying to find a
high.
I was trying to find a space in the back of the stage, but it's loud everywhere.
Well, you know what, sir? Do you want to excuse him?
Do you want to tell us about your event last weekend really quick, and then you can roll out, or what
you
would
you
like to do?
Let me reschedule with you guys, please. I don't want to be disrespectful to
you
guys.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
you
that's fine.
A
no
real
problem at all.
Interview. So let's reconnect that's next week when I have time, and I can give you guys my full attention. I thought I was going to be able to have a quiet space in the back.
Yeah.
But it's the mayor's hair. That's getting kind of crazy. So
okay,
I hate
appreciate
it.
Connected City will get you back. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you, guys.
All right.
For having me on the
no
show.
Problem at all.
All right. Take care.
No problem at all, sir. Thank you. So are we done with Bill Cosby? I'm upset.
Real quick,
yeah.
We need y'all to call in.
929-477-3886.
We're going to move on.
I got clarification for you all.
Excuse me?
I have clarification for that 3 to 5 years.
Oh, please. Thank you, sir.
Because it's a state jail and not fed, he only has to do 80% of the five.
80% of the three. I heard somewhere like a year and a half.
So that could be like, 2 years.
Three.
Yeah, 80%
of
whatever 36 months is.
80% of the five. Okay.
The three. Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm sure, I would hope, I mean, I don't wish him anywhere where he may get hurt, whatever, but I'm anxious to see where they're going to put him. So.
Well, he won't be baking in jail like Martha Stewart and decorating.
They said they're going to put him in GP. Up. He's going to be in general population.
Wow. That's
he's on suicide watch for 72 hours. At the suicide watch, then he moves to general population. He's a celebrity.
Wow.
And even though he did what he did, he's not going to really get a hard time because Bill Cosby, like everybody else, gets locked up. Don't keep him laughing to keep him off his ass. I'm sorry, I said that, didn't I?
Mm. Are you cussing on our show, sir?
No.
Hey,
he said no. Okay. So, JB, what were you trying to say? Because I think you said someone had made a comment on your page.
Yes.
Put your little sexy glasses on. Looking like a sexy teacher.
So Bishop Taylor said, any time you are under arrest, you must be hinky.
Hinky?
Not exactly sure what he meant by that.
Hinky?
So, Bishop, if you could retype that again, I'll make sure that I say it correctly.
He meant to say restrained.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Hank, it could have meant something else.
He must be handcuffed. Maybe he wanted to say handcuffed.
Or shackled, anytime maybe he thought. Okay.
Handcuffed or restrained.
Oh, restrained. Okay, great. Okay.
We need everybody to call in 929-477-3886. We are going through hot topics. We have no pens. I don't have no pens. We did the Bill Cosby. Let's talk about, I want to play you guys a clip. Sorry, JB. I got to play the clip of Cat with
Nails. Oh, please.
Okay, guys, I don't know if you heard about this.
Really needs
and I don't know.
Hilarious.
I'm so sorry. It's so funny because I have my thoughts. So what happened was Wanda Smith, she is the one of the co-host or host of C103 with what's his name? I know his name.
Frank Ski.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Frank Ski. If you don't, I don't think I could bring you guys as friends. Okay. I don't think I could be your friend. However, so he was on the show promoting Red Grant, and he's supposed to be there and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Red Grant, we know, everyone knows, is very hilarious. And so, unfortunately, though, she said some things, which caused Kat to say some things, and Kat roasted her. But then, he roasted her. She deserved it. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so what happened was, it would have been fine, a regular roast, and everything would have been fine, until she felt that she felt disrespected, and she felt whatever she felt. And then at the comedy club, her husband pulled out a gun on Kat.
Okay.
So I want. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm gonna try to play it all, but I won't be able to play it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, free and independent.
You're listening to Controversy Radio with your hosts Jesse and Felicia.
You cook? Do you cook for your kids?
Absolutely.
Tell me some of the things you cook that they're proud of. Like, Dad made some. You got the best spaghetti. You got the best steak. What do you have? Tell us what you cook.
As a father of seven with an unlimited food budget, you can make whatever is necessary.
I said what they like.
Excuse me.
I said
answering.
What do they like? You
just
think.
Because you're a poor interviewer doesn't mean.
You answer the question and just tell
man,
me.
Man, you're
what
a strong
like.
Black woman.
That's right,
is it okay for me to answer?
Come on.
You keep interrupting the answer.
Oh
everyone can hear it. It sounds like you like me a little bit. It's starting to bleed over the airwaves.
It is.
Oh, really?
I want to let everybody know that Wanda got some lipstick on right now with enough glitter for the 4th of July.
That's right. Kissable lips.
How many kids you got, Wanda?
I have three boys.
Excellent.
Yes, I do.
Aren't boys simple?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't boys simple?
They can be. They can be. Yeah.
Wanda knows she.
I'm what?
She didn't do as much cooking in the latter years as she did in the beginning.
Whatever. I cook. I do it all.
I didn't say that you
did. Well,
didn't.
That's right. I did it in the beginning and the middle and the end.
What's your favorite
thing to cook?
Your boys.
Yeah. They like for me to. I do a really nice broccoli. They like my broccoli and they love my baked chicken.
Hey, right now, look up your phone and see what it takes to make broccoli and tell me he doesn't say heat up water. That's the only step in broccoli. Simmer. Have you ever heard of burned broccoli? Can you burn broccoli?
Whatever,
you can't burn it because it's made in a pot of water.
You don't know nothing about.
You know what her second meal they love from it? What I do with corn.
Whatever.
I like to get it out that can and I put it in there. And then I get a can of water and I put it on there. And then I get some Valorant. They don't expect that. I sprinkle it.
I am a great cook.
Aww.
Whatever.
Yes, ma'am. You good at heating stuff up.
You're good at telling us about what's going on in jail.
Yes, ma'am, ain't getting out to tell you. But I'm going to tell you at an arena named Phillips, and you going to tell me at the Atlanta Comedy Theater.
That's right. True.
Tomorrow, be there.
All right.
Red Grant Show. I know I'll be there. Don't miss it.
Red Grant, Cat Williams, thank y'all for coming through, man.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you
for coming in.
I see why people come to Wanda's show.
Yeah.
Because Frank Ski puts it down.
That's right. Get on out of here with your crazy ass.
Uh-huh. Is he crazy?
And hair up and get to the salon. All right. It's the People Station View 103. Your hair is kind of...
That joint was...
My hair is 19 inches long and I have no perm.
You don't?
Oops.
Oh, that's not a perm.
No, it is not. Nice lady.
That's natural.
Come run one of your gnarled fingers.
While
you on air.
What, come on.
So they can hear you live.
Come on. Come over here.
No. That's not how that works.
Oh, okay. Well, then stay over there.
Don't worry. Ain't nobody putting their hands through yours.
That's right. They don't have to. Uh-huh. I don't want them to. Get on out of here. You okay?
Only one of our hands moving while we talk.
Are you all right this morning? Are you okay?
Red Grant, Atlanta Comedy.
Tell Wanda to take off them headphones and that wig.
And make sure
that wig and that headphones come together.
And take off them old ass clothes you got on. How about that? Yeah, they're old.
Versace, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Versace.
I want to apologize to the people at Versace Collection. This is your 2019 summer line that hasn't come out.
But you had to open it up and show us it was Versace. I wanted to.
No, I didn't have to open it,
but you
up.
Did,
these
though.
People are on radio. They can't see anything.
Yeah, but you opened it up so we could see it.
Yes, ma'am.
See it. Well, happy.
And happy.
Okay, it's almost over. Okay, who heard this interview? The DAC and all the other callers.
People, shit.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought she deserved everything she got because she came for him and he lit her to be.
Sabrina said, Cat lit her up. Yes, and that joint funny, Alton said. It really was. But you know what? That really shows that he is truly a comedian. Because he came up with all that, just like a
right. But he didn't start. That's my issue. Here's my issue. I watched it, and now I heard it. This is my fifth time watching because I thought it was hilarious. Here was my thing. That if everybody, they only heard that part, but they didn't hear her say, you know, what do you cook and stuff like that. He did answer that. And his comment was, I have seven kids, and everybody is different. So he'll do a lasagna, maybe a vegetable lasagna, but throw some wings on the side to satisfy. So I just thought he was calm. I think the joke, if she would have just went along with the broccoli joke, because there's no way I'm going to say my kids like my broccoli. Who can't cook? My dog can cook broccoli, okay? And so if she would have went along with that and the corn joke, and then she came for him with the jail comment. And he was like,
that was totally uncalled
for. That was so uncalled for. Mm-hmm. And then the gun. Why did the husband bring the gun? Come on, man.
So my thing is, again, I was just going to make the point that he is so freaking hilarious.
He is hilarious.
Like, he literally sat there and came up with a whole freaking comedy skit off of this woman. Like, I can imagine him going on the road talking about her. Exactly.
He said her gnarled fingers.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just saying, this guy is freaking.
I love Cat Williams. I think he's like, look, that's all you got is jail? That's all you got for me is jail? It was awful. Okay, let's move on. So, JD, last week, weekend before last was CBC weekend on the 15th. Was it last weekend? Well, it was amazing. For DC Nightlife, DCNITELIFE.com, I was, shameless plug, I was at the Influencers Brunch DC, hosted by Turk Entertainment Group, who was just on the phone, but now he's with the mayor. I'm thinking that's where DC Nightlife is as well. I know that. It was amazing. Will Packer was there. The other guy's name is not coming to me right now, but the producers and directors of Girls Trip, Kamen Kelly was there. It's just so many people were there. It was like a star-studded who's who, and I was there. And, you know, Lamon Rucker was there. Do you know who he is?
Of course I do.
Can I just let you know he is just super fine in person also? He's about 6'5". Anyway, not the point. oh, my God, he was amazing. Very smart guy. It was an amazing, amazing event. You had names are not talking to me, JD. But it was just an amazing event to get back.
Because he still needs to come back and talk about it.
Shay
so,
Beautiful was there. But I did see the real JD Jones go live at some very exclusive events also that week. What did you do, JD?
Well, I was at the NHRA finals in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I tell you, that bag on Antron Brown.
Antron Brown.
Let me tell you something. Those top fuel cars, if you don't have something in your ears, you're pretty much deaf right now.
Okay? Mm.
Yeah, so they were putting it down at 300 miles per hour.
Woo.
So that was amazing. That's something that I try to make every year. So that was a lot of fun.
I'm so glad. And what else did you do? You had anything else you did? I know you were there a few days. Okay. So let's move right along to I chose this topic, JD. I didn't mean to make you mad, but I'm going to tell you what happened. I sent it to you, but I know you were mad, so I didn't want to dwell on it. St. Louis Archbishop Robert Carlson said, okay, he did not know it was a sin for a priest to rape young boys.
Okay.
Should we just move on from that?
Does that mean it's in the Bible that you can do it?
The comments of David Jones.
Where is that at?
Okay, let's get the Bible. Okay. Somebody bring us the Bible.
Can somebody call in and tell us, is it in the Bible that a priest can rape young boys?
Okay. The Catholic Church, and I'm a baptized Catholic. I'm ashamed. Mm-hmm. I say baptized because I'm hoping they'll let me off the hook for being a damn Catholic.
Don't be ashamed.
How do you did not know it?
And it's happened over
and
over
again.
Like, really?
Again.
I guess he didn't keep up with the other ones that did it before him. Okay.
Guys, I need you to call in 929-477-3886. He said he wasn't sure if it was a crime to rape children. That's exactly what he said. My apologies.
Well, everybody knows you can't have sex with somebody under 18, regardless of their age anyway. Who doesn't know that? Okay, great.
Okay.
And he's not locked up?
No. He's on trial or whatever he's doing. I saw it. He's giving his depositions and stuff like that. And that's what the hell he had to say.
Okay. My man Cosby is going to jail. I'm waiting to see.
Oh, they're not going to jail.
What happened? Oh.
No. They're not going to jail. I promise.
No. And why is that?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah?
The Catholic Church has long, deep-rooted blood. All I'm needing. Well, that's the case. You won't even have archbishops. Sorry.
All over the dog. Okay.
What you got next, JB?
Close down.
Seeing everybody loses. Oh my gosh, you know when you become a preacher, you're not supposed to have the sex.
So anyway, next topic. First, I need y'all to call in. Oh, wait a minute, real quick.
Got it.
Y'all know it's a sin. This is Alton.
Alton.
Y'all know it's a sin. He having sex with a child in the same sex. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're serious. That's what he's doing. Okay, great.
Okay. Well, I gotta move my red skin.
Like my new glasses?
I do like it. It's very sexy.
You like that?
The men's. You saw all these men's on here. They ain't say no women's name.
Got it.
I'm just trying to move my red skin.
So, guys, next, this is a very serious subject that we're getting ready to speak about now. I need y'all to call in because if you know anyone personally that's been affected by this, we need to hear from y'all. Fake weed, real drug, K2 causing hallucinations in teens. Teens are getting high on an emerging drug called fake weed, a concoction also known as K2 and spice that is also causing hallucinations, vomiting, agitation, and other dangerous effects. What in the world is going on out here?
Now, JB, may I elaborate on that just a little bit? And this is why I think we're talking about it. And I saw on the news last weekend, I want to say over 30 people, and that could be 50, died on the K2 drug in Union Station, D.C.
I saw that on the news.
It's killing me now.
I mean, and they're still selling it, guys, at, like, gas stations. Like, how is this the case?
Gas stations.
You can't buy weed at a gas station, but you can buy K2.
Yeah, outside, up front, depending on what neighborhood.
Not behind the glass.
For clarification, ladies.
Yes, please.
You cannot buy weed in the District of Columbia. What they do is you have to go to a weed shop, and you have to make a donation.
Okay. Oh,
and based on the amount of the donation,
they
give you that amount of marijuana.
Yeah, but the point is, you can't go buy weed at the gas station, but you can buy something that's going to make you hallucinate and OD. Is my point.
You tell them, JB.
That's the sad thing. It's okay for them to do that, but something that's used medicinally and people need it for pain, their cancer patients. You can't go buy that.
Right.
Just go buy it.
Yeah, amen.
But you can go buy something.
But they just passed emergency legislation saying you can no longer sell K2.
Well, obviously.
Well, I swear I could probably walk off the street. I ain't going to tell you where I live at, but then go get some.
Okay.
That's Maryland. You're talking about the District of Columbia.
Okay.
So we, Mr. Farley, have you heard of this drug? He's so good to work.
Being out of D.C., I've haven't heard too much about it, but I have been seeing some stories about it, and it's just, to me, it's just horrible. I just don't understand people doing any kind of drugs whatsoever. But you know, I just pray for the kids because the moment a child gets a hold of this, you know, it's over. But I also think it's a setup, just like everything else. You know, when they drop you know, crack cocaine into the inner cities. Now they're dropping this into the inner cities and they're blaming it on everything. But with them making marijuana, in some states it's legal, but in a lot of states it's not legal, but it's decriminalized. It's actually giving more opportunity for these synthetic things to come out. And people just don't care. They're just putting anything in their body, not understanding what the ramifications can be.
Before we go to break, I did talk with some young people, and what they said, I talked to some young men, and what they said was, JV, that they know the difference between the K2 and regular weed. It's a smell. It's just a certain smell to it. Not per se the way it looks, but the way it smells and stuff like that is a big difference. And so they know better, but it's just, it's scary to me.
So this has no natural origin.
No,
it,
sir.
It's all chemically made. So it sounds to me like it's almost like the boat and all the other.
Oh, no, JV.
Well, I'm just saying.
So
you
is
know
that
what I mean?
Basically what
chemicals.
What Ed is saying. Is that what Ed is saying? Because that's.
Yeah.
It's so bad. What do you have to say about Donald Trump before we go to break? Because I know at the time he did something.
I have someone that just want to make a quick comment. Alton says Minnesota Avenue is a K2 strip. It's
no.
Bad. And he said, put the glasses back on.
I told you, JV, the glasses are sexy. The glasses are sexy. I'm going to need some glasses.
Funny.
I'm going to be like JD.
So
all right. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be talking about none other than R. Kelly. You're on with Connected City. We'll be back in a bit.
I admit I done made some mistakes. And I have some imperfect ways. I admit I help so many people. And them same damn people. Turn fake. I admit it was so hard to focus. I didn't go to classes. I admit that I dropped out of school. I admit that I wasn't that cool. I admit I just feel like retiring. Admit I just don't feel like trying. But all my real niggas around me keep telling me, Kels, fuck that, you gotta keep climbing. I admit it, I did. I done fuck with a couple of fans. I admit I'm a gift and a curse. I admit that I don't go to church. I admit it. I admit it, I did. I admit I got so many flaws.
Call in, guys.
Welcome back to Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
And this is your co-host with the most.
Okay,
I like
you were right on time with
that. Right.
Co-host with the most. Very sexy. Put your glasses back on. We might get more ratings.
Okay, let's see. All right, what Alton say?
Oh, Lord.
Love the show. Gotta go. All right, thank you, Alton.
Great. So you just heard a song by R. Kelly called I Admit. It's 20 minutes. No,
he admits, huh?
He ain't admit
shit. Bypass the trial. You just go ahead and send the tent.
He admits nothing. People had something to say about it. It was hot for like 2 weeks, and then it was 19 minutes, and then JV, his brother comes out all over the news. I guess he got a book deal, because when I put it on Instagram, people lit me on pieces.
Oh,
pieces,
I know they
not
did.
The pieces.
I know they
saying that he had relations with his cousin that is 14 years of age, and that's bad. That R. Kelly had that. And he also said that R. Kelly, it was his 14-year-old cousin, that he said the word pedophilia. He mentioned Aaliyah, and then it just went on. And apparently he had been raped himself by, I guess, someone else. And so what he cannot do is let his brother continue to go on hurting these people. He's got to speak out.
Okay.
I think he.
So, you telling me that R. Kelly and Bill Cosby can share the same cell?
Yeah, that's what we're telling.
Mm-hmm. You know what,
gotcha.
Mr. Carter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
JV,
so
what are your thoughts?
R. Kelly's gonna teach him how to get how to get young girls without drugging them?
You better get a better lawyer, though, because you see what Cosby lawyer got.
Yeah, the comments of the Daryl A. Connor are not the necessarily the comments of Millie in the City or Davy Jones.
I'm not laughing, though, because I really
feel. It's not funny.
For,
I feel
for the child, for the young lady, yes.
I real feel for young ladies because,
yeah,
you know what? I you don't want to make excuses for people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like, and I'm not going to throw Kanye West in this just yet. I'm only saying because when R. Kelly's mother died, all hell broke loose. He still made good music and stuff like that. When Kanye West's mother died, all hell broke loose. Is there a pattern or that's another show?
Yeah, but how are we mixing him with this conversation? He's not a pedophile, too, is he?
I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but I was just saying when his mother died is what I was trying to throw in a. Because when their mothers died, if you notice, the people are acting like damn fools. People are saying his mother died. Okay, anyway, not the point.
No,
are we done
I'm
with
not,
R. Kelly?
I'm not making that connection.
Not going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right. We are definitely off of R. Kelly.
Sex fiends.
Sex fiends.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can't control it.
Kenny Peoples, your boyfriend's on here.
And
he said he got on his
them
class.
Getting help.
See how she just ignored me.
Understanding that they have an issue, they rather make songs about it.
Right, but see how you just
is
ignored. Did you see how you just ignored my boyfriend comment?
I did.
He said he has his glasses on too.
Oh, he
so he wanted to be with you with his little glasses.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's tough too. Shots fired. Okay. JB, what's next? Because this is a big one also.
Serena.
Woo,
your
mama.
Girl,
mama.
Who doesn't love her?
Love her.
She's a champion within her own right. I mean, what can I say? But lost it a little bit.
I don't think she lost it. She got a call made on her, and they said she was being irate and stuff like that. She wasn't. White men do it all the time on the court.
Same call.
But
it was admitted that her coach was coaching. So when you go off on justice.
But it was a bad call. I talked to someone who played tennis and he was avid. I heard it was a bad call, and she screamed on him before. What was wrong with that?
No, the whole thing of her screaming was about she was being accused of coaching from her coach on the sideline.
Okay.
And her suggestions or whatever. That's what that whole thing was about.
Ed, Mr. Carter, anybody saw this? Because I just think they just did a little much. They always kind of doing something.
I think Serena got a raw deal. I mean, that's just bottom line.
Thank you.
And it had nothing to do with, you know, her play. And I have to agree because even John McEnroe came to her defense, and he was one of the guys that
he was
the king of disrespect on the field. And
yeah,
nothing
buddy.
I believe I read something. I don't remember what source it came from, but he did say that he had never, never lost a point by being that disrespectful. So I think Serena has a great argument, and a lot of people are backing Serena.
But we all know that when you're black, you don't
and a woman
not held to the same standards. We all know that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So this just goes to show you that things are still the same.
Then they talk about her outfit. That she had somebody made her a special outfit. It was heat absorbent or something like that. And they wanted her to take that off too. It was crazy. They do a lot of stuff to her.
One thing I do give her credit for is she makes her own statement. Fashion and otherwise,
yes,
she could care less what you think. So we're going to give a clap to Serena. Even in her losing and them taking a point, she actually came back and said she deserved it. She
absolutely
won. She played an excellent game, and she became the bigger person.
She did.
Which I didn't expect her to do. And so
in the end,
no, because she left the thing irate.
Well, but she did whisper to the winner, and her name, again, escapes me. I guess I'm getting old, and said, hey, enjoy this. This is your moment.
Yeah, but most people would have been like, okay, I'm out. F it.
This young girl, she actually said
she deserved it. She played. I did not see the match.
I did not.
But I heard it was a very good match, and I'm assuming that if she had not gotten a point taken away, maybe she might have won the match. But what can I say? You know, Serena, I mean, you got to come with your AA game to beat her. So obviously, girlfriend,
this little baby,
her heart,
she did it.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just beat Serena.
Look,
okay.
I can't even beat Serena if I'm dreaming about it.
Okay, you got to come correct.
We do want to give just a couple seconds, just a moment of silence, guys, for everybody who lost their lives. In Hurricane Florence. Let's just real quick, JB. You want to? Okay. Just a couple seconds.
All right.
What did you know, the hurricane was really, really bad, but I thought, maybe it's just me, JB, I really thought that the coverage and the details of Hurricane Katrina, Florence, was spot on. Every time I looked up, they were on it. They sky views. They did everything they possibly could. They evacuated the cities. They did everything they possibly could. They showed it minute by minute, hour by hour. What were your thoughts on that, JD?
Well, I know someone personally that was affected by it, and it was kind of scary because, to me, I've just seen much worse storms, you know, as far as the rain and
right.
wind and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost seemed like it was a quiet hurricane.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, even after everything was over, they were like, oh, my God, it's still flooding.
Oh, it
the water is still rising. So I'm just going to say this, guys, and I know anybody that follows me on Facebook probably sees a lot of things that I post about climate change and everything.
Mm.
And I don't know anybody at this point in time that cannot say there is something going on
something going on
the earth. I mean, it's just, I mean, the North Pole is basically defrosted. There is no more North Pole for the most part. So where's the water going to go? I mean, seriously, it's like everything is just out of balance. So please write your congressmen, write your senators, ask them to please address what's going on with our climate. It's something very scary going on.
You know, it's so funny because you could have been like President Trump and when he said the storm is going to be very big and very wet. That's what he said.
Did he throw any paper towels out there?
Oh, JB.
The flood water.
Oh, you should have seen him visiting the scene.
I can't.
Oh, hashtag I can't on that one. So.
Pray for America.
Let's talk about Miss Amber Geiger, the cop killer's heifer. Can I call her? I called her a heifer. She went into an apartment that wasn't hers and shot a man. He's dead. He was 24, 23, 25. He's dead. She thought it was her own apartment, thought it was an intruder, and shot him to death.
Maybe because she'd been there plenty of times.
Mm-mm. You sound like my boss.
Mm. Something real fishy about that story.
So
you're talking about the lady
was,
that shot her boyfriend because she heard the radio and thought another woman in there?
Yeah, probably.
Is that your comment, Mr. Carter?
Is that your story?
Is that your story? You sticking with it?
Yeah, because he had a red mat in front of his door and she didn't.
That whole story, yeah. I sense a jealous lover or something.
Jealous lover?
Something going on.
You think they were dating? And she looks old as dirt.
I don't know, but, you know. Did he have the door open because
he had
coming up? Oh,
I mean,
I didn't think about that. It's just kind of weird. That whole thing was just too weird for me.
Okay, so we all know who Ted Cruz is, right? Ted Cruz said that that Dallas cop who killed the unarmed black man in his home should not be fired. Did you know he said that, JV?
That she should not be fired?
She should not be fired is what he said. That's what Ted Cruz said.
Well, my person here says the Amber chick is out to lunch. I thought I got to say about her, she knows she lied. I don't know if what?
Y'all got to write English. I said it.
Angela
Page Jones.
Let me try to read this.
Hey,
one more
beautiful.
Time. This Amber chick is out to lunch. I thought I got to say about her. She knows she lied. I don't know if they were seated each other, something or what, but she's a liar. You know how you got that autocorrect thing?
The autocorrect, but you got to read it like you think she may have said it. You can't put her on blast. I don't put a whole damn name out there. I'm so sorry. We know what you meant. It's just something fishy about this story. Mr. Frawley, did you hear about this one?
Yeah, I have. And, I don't even know where to begin with this. They say, okay, now she's been fired. Okay, great, whatever. Charge her with the appropriate charge, not manslaughter where she can get off at a technicality. Charge her with murder, plain and simple.
Murder. I have no idea.
Okay, great. Mr. Carter, can she get off with manslaughter? I know you seem to be very...
Well, like you said, technicality.
Oh, he might...
Yeah. She
did
a technicality with the manslaughter, yeah. But murder, we want to say it was intentional, right? It was premeditated.
Wasn't premeditated.
Oh, you don't think?
Because this is, I was speaking with this, I was speaking with somebody about this, and even with the manslaughter charge, they can actually use insanity on this as well, which is why I said technicality. So, technically, I mean, you know, her being fired, okay, great. She can go to another department. And if they choose to hire her, they can.
Yep.
And with the manslaughter charge, they can come up with about 10 or 20 different technicalities and say, okay, well, you know, she was under stress. She worked I think the report says she just got off of a 12-hour shift. You know, not the average person works 12 hours. So they could say anything, which is why
But, you know, also, she had some previous incidents that happened
She did not read that, JV.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say that it's something real fishy about this story.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Yeah.
Fishy.
And, you know, she can get off with that exhaustion thing, too. Oh, I was so exhausted.
She worked a 14-hour shift, didn't she, JV?
Yes, I worked 10 days straight.
Oh, I could just
round
go.
Round clock.
Well, I'm...
I haven't slept in 20 days.
I know plenty of people, plenty of mothers, single mothers, they had no sleep either.
She needs some focus.
Anyway, I digress. Shameless plug, JV. She needs some focus up. Focus up. You can get that from JV. Go ahead.
Well, that's why in a lot of states, in order for a charge to stick, they would do manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, second-degree murder. That way they're almost assured that they get convicted on one. New York is famous for that.
Oh, you can do two of the charges.
Yeah, they put them together.
Yeah, they do multiple charges.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're convicted on one of them.
Yeah, because the second degree is not premeditated, but she meant to kill him. Right.
Right.
Manslaughter is more like it was an accident, right?
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
I always got to look
that
up. Manslaughter is more like it's an accident. So manslaughter is more like
manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, like I was so sleepy.
Did not know that.
And I thought it was somebody in my house, and I accidentally shot him.
And I knew I didn't have a red carpet, but
Why couldn't she shoot him in the leg or something? Why she had to shoot to kill?
She shot to kill. Yes, she did.
You're trained to shoot center mass. They don't talk about it, but that's you're trained to shoot center mass. A dead man tells no stories.
Gotcha.
I know a dead man testifies.
Mine and his business. Was he cooking? Was he cooking Alfredo? Or
cooking her dinner.
Yeah, cooking. He was cooking her some broccoli.
I can't.
Hashtag I can't. JV, I just got an instant headache. Let's move on. What do you got next? At the I think you got that. Okay. So last week in Phoenix, a couple things happened in Phoenix, I thought. But at the Sky Harbor International Airport, they evacuated the airport because it was a car left alone, and I think they thought it was a bomb. Did anybody hear any more about that? Because it kind of got swept under the rug, in my opinion. I hear no more about it after that day.
Was it a real bomb?
I don't know. Anybody?
No, I didn't hear that.
I haven't heard anything about it.
It's our job as Connected City to stay on top of the news. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything else that they want to talk about that we didn't cover? Because I think we did a lot.
How about your president and Kavanaugh?
Oh, Jesus. JB, you mentioned that because I didn't hashtag I can on that one.
So guess what?
Chicken butt.
Your president is like, these women are, no, this is the Democrats, and they're up to no good. Do y'all believe the Democrats are up to no good, or is this man another sex offender slash sex offender?
Are you talking about the same president that said Hurricane Florence was going to be really big and really wet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great, yeah.
So anybody have anything to say about your president and what he has to say about these women? And I think I can't remember the Republican senator's name, but he's like, this is just unsubstantiated, and this is just a mess, and we need to go ahead and get this vote out the way. So does anybody feel like these women are, you know, really telling the truth, or are they just put up by some of these Democrats to cause a ripple in this whole process? What about you, Ed?
I love Ed.
Well, the only thing that I can say about that is, you know, I think it's, you know, some, what do you call it, foul play on both sides. Doesn't necessarily have to be Democrat or Republican. However, in saying that, you know, to make an allegation such as molestation, rape, or something like that, that's a big allegation. And then you have to look at the feedback that these people who are making these allegations will get. Nobody wants to say that and then say, oh, you know, my life is going to be grand. You're not going to do that and put your life in scrutiny just for somebody not to be voted in office. So there has to be some truth there. Now, they can come up whatever they want to say. Oh, well, it wasn't him. He wasn't there. It was somebody else. And from what I heard, I think there's like two others that came out. And one was in college or something else. So that's why I said earlier, you have to at least get the facts first before there's a judgment call. Now, as far as this guy in office, for him to even remotely go after Bill Cosby and say, oh, he needs to be locked up, but then yet support this guy, the only reason why he wants to support him is because he knows that he will get his agenda through him.
Right.
That's right.
That's it.
Yes.
But
yep.
He's also facing his own allegations.
Right. Right, right, right. So, tired.
And you know what? I'm thinking the women, it has to be some kind of validity, because can they get them on perjury or something if they found out that this really was a made-up story or situation?
They can get them on perjury once they go to court. I'm sorry.
Yeah, once
they go to court,
but he can speak, you know, in front of the public and say anything he wants, but that doesn't mean that he's criminally liable for that. But once he goes to a committee, or like the judicial committee or whatever, or the FBI, then they can say, okay, now you perjured yourself under, you know, I guess under
under oath or something.
Under oath, thank you.
Okay. It's really, really sad. So I just find it interesting that she's going to testify before senators, not before a judge or not before a juror or jury. So if they say, oh, we don't believe anything she says, they'll just dismiss all of that, and then they'll go on to vote, and that's that? I mean, that's the end of it?
Right.
Well, pretty much with this, from what I've been following on it, it's just going to be his word against her. So he's going to get confirmed unless there's something tangible that they go, do you have a picture? Do you have a voice audio? Do you have anything? Unless that comes about, this man is going to get confirmed. And that's going to be a danger to a lot of to women, period. Because of what he wants to do once he gets confirmed into to becoming a Supreme Court justice.
So it's no way we can hold this up for another 6 weeks in the next election. There's no way.
I got my voting card.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
It's got to be a way that we can postpone it. Doesn't look like
Well, people could get away with. JD, you know, we went longer on the show than I guess we were supposed to. But you know what, JD, let's get to Millie's Moments real quick. I just have a comment. And I want to make this famous comment. I just want to first shout out Reginald Kearney from the Urban Synodal. Hello, Reginald Kearney. He's on Facebook Live.
Hey.
Here's my statement. My grandmother used to say it all the time. I understand it. We are going through hell in a handbasket. Now, I'm not really sure what that means, but hell and maybe a little handbasket, one of hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Never understood that thing, but I understood the hell.
Can I make one comment before y'all go?
Absolutely, kind of sir.
I don't know if anybody saw this in the news. It kind of came and went very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. It was Detroit. They just released 17 men that were falsely arrested by two dirty cops.
Wow.
There's a total of 30 guys that have just been released in the past couple of weeks because of two dirty cops in Detroit.
Wow.
Hold on, back to 04.
That ain't it.
The lawyers were white, and it's why everybody got locked up was black.
Oh,
and I
I'm
think
sure.
The cops were white.
In the cops.
Well, that's so funny because I don't see nothing about it in here.
Of course. Well, one thing about Detroit.
I said Detroit. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's funny. Just like he said, it came and it went. Detroit free. Oh, I'm about to look that one up. Thank you, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, so much of that going on in the world, probably, but definitely in this country. So I'm glad to see that justice it does prevail. So that's a good thing. In the end.
JB, of course it came and it went because I have.
So what exactly is it that
it's gone.
Made you say the world is going to hell in the handbasket?
This is hot. You know, because when we decided to do Hot Topics 2 weeks ago, every day, don't you recall us adding on something?
Every day.
Every day we add on. I couldn't even keep up. Every day, you're just like, you know what? And this sounds so bad, but we have a president that said this storm is going to be really big and really wet. You can't even speak.
Well, mine is a little bit different.
Hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I'm.
It's my grandchildren growing up, okay?
Yeah.
To this crazy mess. What you got? It's always your turn, my love.
I I saw on the news today that there are 116 killings so far
in D.C.
In D.C.
New York City,
and it has surpassed
117
of the whole year last year, and we're only in September. People, when are we going to stop killing each other? I am so saddened by this situation. Don't know what we can do to stop it. But, you know, I look at the fact that so many of us are locked up. We're dying. You know, we're committing suicide, taking K2, and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really a sad. Our children are growing up without their parents because they're dying in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, please, can we do something about what's going on in our communities? I need for us to start being more active with these young people, that hopefully we can get to them before they reach the ripe age of doing a lot of the things that they're doing. We need to start grabbing hold of these kids in elementary and trying to give them a better life and a better way. I know I'm just talking out the side of my neck right now, but I just feel so passionate about helping our young people and being more, hopefully, involved in their lives. And not just your children, but go to these, you know, daycares and after-school programs and boys and girls clubs. You know, get these kids involved, and we really need to try to be more involved in our kids and in these schools. Go volunteer at the schools. Know, it's just a lot that we need to start doing. We're so involved in self-whatever, and we need to start dealing more with our children. So that's JV's thoughts tonight.
You know what, JV, I'm going to have to give you, you hate it, so I'm going to have to give you. Love that. You know, so funny, because usually we do the hashtag I can't and hashtag I can't topics, and all of these were hashtag I can't topics.
Yes.
But there was one, and I've got to, you know, I should have had good news, but that's not a hot topic, that this young guy, I want to say 16, maybe 17 years old, I'm not sure how many jobs he had, but he did whatever he could, and he paid off college for 4 years before he even got there. And another guy was accepted to 17 schools, young black guy was accepted to 17 schools. I mean, you know, I'm exhausted right now, and we can't even get the good stuff out. That's really, really sad. You know, that's all we have for you guys today. We
All around the country, but guys, we're in the DMV, so I'm just kind of focusing right now on the DC area. But this is happening all around the country, and we need to start grabbing a hold and get a hold of our communities. Just have to.
Yeah, we do have something great though. Before we get off this phone, get off these wires. Shit, never mind. We've got something really exciting coming up December 8th.
We have the 5th annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Drive and Awards Reception. And the awesome thing about that is we give back by giving award to those that are involved in their communities, organization that's involved, as well as an outstanding entrepreneur. So I guess that all falls in line with what I just talked about. But, you know, these are people that are doing their part. We all need to do our part. So we'll be doing that, you know, giving to the kids, giving to those that deserve recognition. And we're excited. Get your tickets, guys. Come on out with us. We'll be at Ivy City Smokehouse December the 8th. And you can get your tickets at I need to look up the. I think it's 2018cwaptd.eventbrite.com. I think it's 2018 Comedy with a Purpose Toy Drive.
Yeah.
All abbreviated. Eventbrite.com.
So. I love it. Love it in every way. JV, we're going to get out of here, guys. We've got to thank our sponsors. JV, I know you got some sponsors in mind that we are sponsoring this show.
As always, we have DC Nightlife, www.dcnitelife.com. This is definitely where you are going to find the best in entertainment news, events, and reviews, guys. Not About Me Ministries. We always want to give a shout out to them. Located at 3106 Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, Maryland. Services every Sunday at 10 o'clock. Come out, worship, have a great time, and be thankful that God has been good to all of us.
Amen, JD. Mm-hmm. We're also being sponsored by, which is a heathen website. I'm just kidding. you got to do it first, so I don't feel like a heathen. That's why I put it first. We're also being sponsored. Are they going to give us our own radio show, baby? Find your perfect date on lustmaybedinner.com.
Yes.
It's a special dating app for singles. You can be Christian as well, not a Bobby ministry.
Yes.
That is different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner.
Yes.
Wow, that was nice.
Yes.
Nice to meet you there. And where's the brunch? She can't say it now.
No,
feel bad.
No, I'm good.
You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
I hope the bishop's on. You can sign up free today. It's in your app store with it's the looks that I'm getting. Like, what the hell are you doing?
It's so funny.
We've got a special guest in the studio. We have Santana in the studio. Okay, and he's
giving us the looks.
Like, oh, bless you. Okay, great. It's on the in the Play Store for lunch, maybe dinner.
Yes.
Download it now. You can find your perfect date in the next cubicle, the next building, or the next block. We are out of here.
Yeah,
we're gonna end We're gonna end the show, JB,
yes,
off with the hottest song in the country, but it's a tad bit. It's a lot. And so we'll just end it off here. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the most. It's pretty deuces,
oh,
guys. We're out. Check us out in 2 weeks, JB. What you got? What happened?
Well, real quick, Deanna Thompson says she would love to donate 25 pair of lashes.
Millie in the City. You see, I have no lashes.
Bling. Absence bling, by the way.
I want lashes. You see how my lashes are not even done? Millie in the City. Just send me a message. Just like
thank
the page.
You, Dion.
We do. JB, we're out of here. Pretty Deuces, what you got to say to the people? We out of here.
Out of here. Real talk, real people, guys.
Interactive radio. Connect the city, guys.
Connect
y'all have a good night. With you in 2 weeks. Good show, guys.
Yay. Good evening and welcome. I'd like to welcome every one of you to Barbie's Dream. That said, on to the video. Yay!
B.I.G. Classic shit. I'm looking for a nigga to give some babies a handful of Weezy, sprinkle a Davies. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't fuck three times a night, I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour. But all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. Beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving that yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the pussy. Man, maybe I should let them auto-tune up the pussy. All these Bow Wow Challenge niggas lying and shit. Many Fetty Wap niggas say I am my shit. Drake worth 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though, if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room, still in dresses and shit. I used to kid this nigga with a list of testers and shit. How you want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit.
Dreams of fucking when any good rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking when any good rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking when any good rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking when any good rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
I remember when I used to have a crush on Special Ed. Shout out Designer, cause he made it out of Special Ed. You wanna fuck me, you gotta get some special head. Cause this pussy had these niggas on some special meds. Like Mike Tyson, he was biting my shit. Talking about, yo, why you got these niggas fighting this shit? Wanna real, I should make these niggas scrap for the pussy. Young and main Lady Luck, get the strap for this pussy. And I would've had Odell Beckham banging the cake. Till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, words to Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future dirty, words to Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang, gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went to Kim and Kanye way. M cop the Barbie dream house and you can play the part. I ain't trying to bust it open in the trailer park.
Dreams of fucking when Eddie's little rapper.